Powerful teaching session by Bishop Eddie Addy with the Macarius Church workers, leaders, and pastors. Learn all about the work of the ministry and how you can be practically involved in building God's mega church.
Hallelujah. Wow. Can you put your hands together for the bishop? Amazing. What a church. I said, what a church. What a powerful church. What a powerful bishop. What a powerful message. And powerful brothers. You see, it's been amazing. We are brothers in the neighborhood. And we don't even meet ourselves. And we don't even know ourselves. It took bishop. You are indeed a father. Let's put our hands together for bishop. And I believe and I think that it shouldn't end at a conference. After this conference, maybe we can meet and then talk and fellowship. My brother, Bishop Adongo, I've missed you so much, man of God. Maybe today we started. When I was in Achimota, he was my friend. When I became a neighbor, we don't talk. We are too busy pursuing ourselves. Can you imagine? All right. And then prophet. God bless you. Put your hands together for him too. Thank you so much. I have 10 minutes. Please, if we don't celebrate our father here, I will be out of this place next week. With a clap of hands, let's put our hands together for Bishop Dr. Intefo. God bless you, sir. We appreciate you, sir. Your impact is so powerful. And then, my bishop. This bishop is one of the lovely bishop. I don't know how to call him. 60 years, the man is still dancing. And he can swing. You know, I don't know how he does that thing. Put your hands together. Let's put your hands together to celebrate Bishop Eddie Addy for this opportunity to be a blessing. In just 10 minutes. I'll be out of here by the grace of God. Amen. Please may we sit down. Thank you for all the men of God for the opportunity. I want to speak a little about a message that is also titled Little. The little effort for greater impact. The little effort for greater impact. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1 to 7. Sometimes, many of us that we are in ministry. We are looking for bigger opportunities before we can make impact. Sometimes we are looking for bigger doors. But we don't know that the little things that we do is what takes us to the bigger place and the higher place. I pray that today we will come to the understanding and the knowledge of how important little opportunities can link us and can grant us opportunity to a higher dimension. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Ministry is a seed. And until we come to a place of understanding the seedlings of life and put an importance on the seedlings opportunities that God has given to us, we'll always be missing the lines of ministry. Something happened in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. By the time we finish reading, I finish my message. So I want you to follow me. And I pray that today we will not miss any opportunity again. Oh, I thought you would shout a better amen. I said we will not miss any opportunity again. We have lost a lot of greater things simply because we were not fast, quick enough to look for opportunities that were made available unto us. We are looking for bigger cars, bigger houses and bigger shoes, and bigger churches. Bishop is preaching about mega church. So we think that we can just jump into the mega church. We need to start from the micro church. Every big man started from somewhere. So when you are struggling today, don't lose hope. that struggling is going to give birth to the mega church. And I pray for all of us here today that whatever opportunity God gave to us, everywhere we find ourselves, may we be able to use it so well that it will take us to the next level. And listen, sometimes if you jump the equation, you may come back for it. There are so many hybrid jumpings in this life. We are jumping process. And we are jumping process. We are jumping process. And I tell people, one of the reasons why Adam lost his marriage and his marriage became shambles and his family became shambles is because he was not given time to go through process of life. The man just dreamed, wake up and has a wife. He just went to sleep. The man just went to sleep, wake up and he said, this is my wife. Is that how we marry? No wonder the guy could not even talk to his wife. There was a problem. Am I talking to somebody here? Let us be able, young men, young people here, all of us, we started from somewhere. And today, we don't even know where we are. We don't know where we are going. But we are sure that the one that is ahead of us, our shepherd, is taking us to a higher place. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be tired and don't be annoying and don't take it for granted that you are in the ushering and that you are in the singing and that is your platform for the next level. You may be in the village, you may be in a certain kiosk, you may be in a certain corner, but that is where God will lift you up to a higher place. Am I talking to somebody here? It's a better place. That is it. We are looking for bigger things. If I get instrument, Bishop, if I get instrument, somebody was going to start a church and you wrote a letter for me. The list the guy gave me, Asishana, I won't marry his daughter. This man gave me list. Instrument, microphones. When I started my own ministry, I was at La Paz looking for a microphone and amplifier. Me, I'm an engineer, technician, BBR. Praise God. Today we are buying instruments that sometimes when I look at the price, I want to give my life to Christ again. Say, what is this one? Amen. Let's take the scripture. Can we have it on the screen? It's a bigger church. So let's all read together like a mass choir. One, two, go. Naaman, captain of the host of the kings of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord has given deliverance unto Syria. Hey, God too is a very serious God. Sometimes if you think about this God, you'll be amazed and you'll be, why Jimba Bodam? Because how can God be thinking and be planning people even other nations without the people's knowledge? Bishop, God has set up a king in somebody's country that the people were not aware that it was God that was using the guy that one day he will use you to achieve his purpose. Some of you don't know the reason why you became a carpenter before God called you. You don't know the reason why. Am I talking to somebody here? And if you check the disciples, Jesus didn't call anybody anyhow. Everybody Jesus called, they were doing something before. They were doing something before. So that when you come into the gospel, you use what you are doing in a positivity way to win souls for Christ. Somebody shout out here. When Jesus wanted to enter into Samaria, the Bible said it was so hard for him to enter. There were no opportunities because the men of the city were very, very strong. They would not allow. They are very logistic people. They are law people. Hey, this is the law. This is Abraham has given us this well. Whoever is coming will deal with you. He met just one woman. Jesus spent time with that one woman, impacted that one person's life. And Jesus was able, through that one person's life, enter the whole city of Samaria. We don't need crowd to make impact. Even though it's very important and very great, but listen to me. You bring here, I bring here, I bring here. We can take over the city. The mega church is a very... one preacher was preaching the enjoyment I've enjoyed in mega church. Before, there are some things I'm not supposed to pray. I'll be praying about them. I'll be praying. Oh God, microphone. Today, I don't pray about them again. I just call one or two people. I need this one. I need this one. They'll bring it. But you know what? Let's start from somewhere. Let's push it. Let's have the vision that every opportunity God give to us in the trotter, in the street, thinking about the mega church, we are feeling it from all sides. We are feeling from all sides. And before we do, we have a mega ministry.
everybody is to himself. Every, like Bishop said, small. Why can't we come together and build mega churches? Mega churches. That is the problem of the charismatic and the prophetic. One of our biggest problems. When you catch anointing right now, and by the grace of God, if you are not careful, very soon we will not have names again. All the names will finish. We enter Nigeria. We call Nigeria CCA. She say, "Obia tia sorry, Chris Malam Heb, Christian Malam Heba Church." Nedino ko oni oni biya fe mani bimso Chris Malam Heb, Christian Malam Heba Church. Edina sa. Ah, now one thing say, "Opols, I carry your wife Church International, Abana." Edina sa, carry your wife Chapel International, carry your wife. Carry on. another church. Auntie, what do you do me, Church International? Auntie, what do you do me? Akwanim said, ni auntie ahana, no, they are kotia, sorry. Auntie, what do you do me, International Church? Auntie, what do you do me, International Church? It's in Nigeria, it's in Lagos. I live in Lagos for almost 12 years. So sometimes I speak like a Nigerian, you know. And so when I talk about some things and people were bashing me up, I've lived there. I've been with them. I started church in Nigeria, in Lagos. I started church in Abuja. I started church in Akwa Ibom. 1996, when I started a church in Akwa Ibom in Eket, the place was a bush, forest. What about there? People thought I was a Nigerian, even when I came to Ghana. So when I was in Nigeria, they say, I be Omo Ghana. I come to Ghana to start a church. They say, oh, Nigeria man. She said, me, who the minyam, I've been close, I've been drowned. Because by him the Lord has given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Very powerful story. But there is something that turned the whole story around, and it was mandated by a small girl, and that's what I want us to lay our emphasis on. Let's look at the next verse. Let's go to the next verse. People thought that, you know. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel. A little maid. He doesn't even have a name. A little maid. Now, look at the qualification of that man. Look at the level of influence and affluence that man is operating. And no man call for little maid, and the little maid is going to change the whole entire nation. Two nations are going to be in spiritually, physically confused because of a little maid. You are called and you are looking down on your calling. You are looking down on the glory. You are looking down on the opportunity of inviting somebody and winning. So we are really looking down, and then I'm doing this and we are not paid. A little maid didn't go out. They didn't even write the name of that little maid. But that little maid, let's look at what happened. She caused a whole national call. I prophesy and I pray for somebody here. With that, your little effort, you are bringing the whole entire nation to a wonder. Come on, somebody shout a better amen. Amen. And but the Syrians have gone out by the companies and have brought away a captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. He does not even work with Naaman. She was waiting on Naaman's wife. And she is called the little maid. Everybody said the little maid. Hey, the little maid for bigger churches. The little things for bigger things. Amen. When you are serving God, every little opportunity God has given to you, my sister, my brother, do it well. Do it to the extent that when you are not there, the church will miss you. The people will be looking for you. If you have left a church and nobody felt to call you, it means you were never existed. You were never existed already. Already you have left the place. Your spirit was not a part of it. If you left a man of God and nobody around the man of God to call you, that hey, we are not seeing you. You were not even exist. You were not even important at all. Find yourself something. Do something for God before you die. Do something. The little maid had found herself. Let's look at it. The little maid and the Syrian had gone out by companies and had brought a captive out of the land of Israel. Waited on any man. Young queen. Three. I gave me 10 minutes. Once you saw me repeat this. Let's go. Let's read again. Let's go. And she said unto her mistress, will God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy. Now watch this. This girl is a little maid. If she has a prayer point, she should be praying for freedom. If there is anything that this girl should look for, it's for her to be returned back to the city. Her freedom, her deliverance, her healing, and her restoration. But ladies and gentlemen, she never even talked about her own problem. She never looked at herself and then looked down on herself that I don't have money, that I am this, that I am a maid, that I'm a slave, that I'm a nobody, that I am this. No. Rather, this girl started looking to the mega church system. She started, oh my God, oh my God. And she started doing proposals. She brought proposals out. Listen, at that time, there were many leprous people in Israel that have not been healed. So there are no records that leprosy is a healability in Israel. Come on. There is no record. Nobody has ever been healed at that time. They were having a camp of leprous men at the gate of the entrance of the town. So there was no record. How did this girl got to know that if this my master is in Israel, there is a prophet, there is a church, there is a ministry, there is an anointing? I'm so sad sometimes. When I talk, people say I talk too much. I go talk. Oh. There are many capable prophets in this country. Powerful men of God, whom God have raised. Yes, it's true. Nigeria and other nations, America, contributed to all of us. But when you give birth to a son, let the son rise up to a place I want to marry. You do not pregnant your son's wife for him because his waist is weak. Allow your son to impregnate his own wife. Even if it takes 10 years, allow him. Is that also? Sometimes it looks like we don't have powerful prophet pastors in Ghana. Look like. We don't have men of God in Ghana. We celebrate foreigners. We celebrate as if they are for them. They are the gate of heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, this young girl told far away country prophet, a soldier, a commander, that I have a prophet in Santo. There is a prophet in Macarius Church. There's a prophet in the Prosperity Church. There's a prophet, man of God, is there the name of your church is what?
Eh?
Newness. Everything is new there in that church. There's a prophet there. The girl was telling the captain of the national military system, general, that there is a prophet in our country. If you have met him, you'll be healed totally. Meanwhile, this girl had no evidence. No evidence. No evidence that this kind of healing had been done in Israel before. But this girl propagated this gospel. Listen, sometimes, if we don't use our little opportunity to, you know, to challenge God, we will not see the magnitude of God's power. He wants to do something great, but he's looking for men that are ready. A little maid, no name. No name, Bishop. He has no name. They couldn't even recognize her name. Not known. But look at what he did. He told them that if my master is in my country, he'll be healed. Not educated. No platform. Nothing. The only thing she did was to lift the church. In her little position, in the smallest opportunity that was given to her, she told the entire national general of the army that if you can go to my country, how many of you would do that in your office? How many of you would do that when you meet your boyfriend? Yesterday, one of my daughters, my lead singer, told me something that struck me. I said, wow, I'm now becoming a pastor. She came to me and said, Daddy, there is a man from London that wants to come and marry me. But this man, he says he's coming and he wants to sleep with me before he marry me. But I am not going. I said, wait. That's a serious matter. For you to value your God, that the man say you want to sleep with you before marrying you, and you are not going. I have become a good pastor now. At least. That moment, I call one of my good sons that is doing very well. Like Bishop said. I said, my son, this girl, can't you see vision about her? Even if you don't see, I am seeing the vision for you. I am seeing the vision. If we watch such a girl to leave this church, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. Because we don't normally find such girls. This is my trusted son. My trusted son. And I said, hey, my trusted son and my trusted daughter, you can have a trustee company. Two of you. Two Trust Company Limited International. Two Trust. It's called Two Sure. One talent. Hallelujah. Let's finish the scripture. And hey, computer man, go find. And 1 year one. So one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus saith the maid that is of the land of Israel. Go ahead. And the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king. Look at, the matter has left the local level. The lady was having a local level mentality for international mega explosion. Even what she was doing, I don't think that she was aware of the magnitude of the capacity that which this vision will bring. Ladies and gentlemen, just one step, turn the whole nation around. Ladies and gentlemen, and then a letter, the king sent a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver. Because of that lady, 10 talents of silver is coming. Oh, you are not saying amen. Because of you, I see 10 talents of silver coming. I see the glory coming right now. And he took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold. Hey, small girl, Omedo. Little effort. And what again? And 10 changes of raiment. Go ahead. Let's finish it. And the king of... And he brought the letter to the king of Israel. So now, the matter has left their home, and it has entered to king to king. Yeah. Nation to nation. Yeah. And it will shock you when even the king of Israel saw the letter. The Bible says he turned his place because he was surprised. Because he has never seen such a miracle in town before. Hey, if our members believe us so well that we can raise dead bodies and they can bring them to us, we'll raise them up. Our God will come down, not to disgrace us. Am I talking to somebody here? If the people believe that we can command the blind to see and they will carry the blind and bring them also forth, say, man of God, I believe that if you lay your hands, even if you don't want... Hey, me, somebody, a certain woman went and carried his husband. The husband is dead. Even me, I have agreed that the man is dead. But this woman said that the man is not dead. Carried the dead body and brought the dead body. Now, I catch us off and say, Mom, I saw for the boss 1 hour. I didn't even find. Now, I could you now. My name is my baby, sorry. Jimmy, Mom, and Papa, one of them, not Boutunish. Yeah, come on. When I'm doing the gun, I'm saying, "Mom, find a cause for it." I'm saying, "1 hour, no better no." Sister, are you cover up? 1 hour, no better no. Me, I'm in for me. You know who needs it? No better no. I'm going to look on 1 hour, no better no. So many different sorrow. At least my name is secured by the grace of God. I don't know how it happened. Most of the miracles that God uses us to do, we have no idea about them. We have no idea. We don't know how they happened. God will just do, we just stretch our hands and do our face. Nothing is happening. It's God who is doing his work. God who is doing his work. Why? Because a little somebody, a member, believe the pastor. Yes, that you are a good pastor. You can do this one. Challenging the oil. And the oil will flow. Yeah. If we don't challenge the oil will stay. Yeah. Many pastors are dying with the anointing because the church has become sterilized. Sometimes, especially some of us prophets, if you are not getting new members, the reason why sometimes in the prophetic, people think that new members are getting more attention, is that prophetic ones show Prophetic one activation, one manifestation. Prophetic one to prove God's existence and His presence. So if a time comes that no new member is coming to the church, it looks like the anointing is dying. So if you see the prophet will go to another church and crap, people will be moved. Because prophetic is an action present movement that must be activated now. So a time will come one year, so remember Sentinel Conform, Obey Masha and Community Nessie. What will be any? What can be a Kurumasem? What can the Yari Nina? Nipro, ni phone number, Winim, Bibiadia, and Abakamim. Two of sisters, so general. You know, Bon Piper, Yamebe, Yamebe, Kakanka. Go on him the problem now. When I cast a muse, I will come here, and we also, I'm a catcher. I want. So, Bishop, I am serious. Oh, there, I'm a catcher. It's in one cast out. Adia and Commission, who's Adia and Tia Faso? Praise God. And Yazio, Adia Faso. Oh, that's I'm not. I told you yesterday. So, oh, yeah. But soon, we are saying, what are you? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And he, let me finish it up. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. Letter to letter, nation to nations. All that I'm saying, I believe you have understood what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, little by little, let's put ourselves together and build a mega church. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity, Bishop. I appreciate it.
We believe you have been challenged by this powerful leadership session with Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Lagon Hills, Accra. God richly bless you.